sensitive. But yeah, on Donovan and Dan Bennett's birthday, we're gonna have Shoddy on, so to celebrate. Put the headset on there, Lewis.
Birthday boy,
Lewis.
So, happy birthday!
Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, Donovan.
Bob, you've been avoiding me this whole trip.
Have you picked out a place
for tonight?
Not by
design.
I think it is.
I said.
I think you kind of peek around the corner just to see if I'm around before you even enter a hallway or a room or anything. Yeah, I'm done. I can't do it.
He's down there again.
Great Donovan.
Where are we going tonight? Where are you taking us for your birthday?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be the one that's chauffeured around.
We'll chauffeur you, but you pick the restaurant.
Yeah, okay. What does the birthday boy want to eat on his birthday?
And you all are going to go if I pick the place.
Yes.
Yeah. Wiener Schnitzel.
Not going. I'm out.
Why are you trying to be mean?
Why are you trying to sabotage your own birthday?
Don't you want us happy?
I have a couple of dogs. I'm just happy. I have a bib around my neck.
Just sitting in that
in a
depressing
high chair.
Parking lot?
High chair, kind of kicking my legs. Oh, no, we'll figure it out.
Okay. I mean, you're a fan of lure.
I am.
I see you as like a lure type guy.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It's kind of swanky, but not too swanky.
He's trying to influence you.
Will Davey FaceTime? In lure.
Oh, God.
This year.
No, that's I will not.
What an awesome idea.
I almost ruined the whole trip, speaking of Davey, because we had to get here a little bit early to do some things at camp, Vague. And I had to get my Wednesday Starbucks.
Holy cow.
And so I ordered it.
I don't want to blame the Starbucks, though. I want to blame the guy who can't figure out how to find a map on his phone.
It got confusing.
The guy who can't recenter a map on his phone.
It got confusing, and I finally was like, okay, let's choose this one, the to-go order. So I placed the to-go order, and we turn on Vineyard, which is the main road down here leading to camp. And I was like, oh, we need to turn around. We went the wrong way.
Well, it starts with it's right off our exit, and that was Ventura. Not Vineyard.
So you don't have where they're telling you exactly where to go?
Yeah,
you
I
just
do.
Just read the map?
So on the Starbucks app, it'll tell you, like, the locations.
Oh, okay.
And you click on it. And I was just clicking on it thinking, because it said 0.6 miles on the road we were exiting. I'm like, this one. But I didn't know we had to go back the other way. And little did we know that turning around U-turns in California.
California.
Highly illegal.
Dude.
They do not welcome U-turns. Not only are they illegal, but they make them impossible at most intersections, at least around here.
We basically had to drive back to L.A. to turn around and then come back here. But it all worked out in the end.
You got your iced coffee.
I got my iced coffee.
It appears you still have not had a sip
of it. Not one sip.
We've
it's
been so
full.
Busy in the last hour. Like it's been.
I'm so glad that we went out of the way for that.
One thing after another. It's going to have like two sips taken.
You're going to sit there till you drink the whole thing.
Buddy boy. All right, so we got that going, and then Shake Joint after that. So you can pick which one we want to go to. Dave and I went to a gay bar last year here.
Yeah. So last night, we, after dinner, were going to an establishment, not a gay establishment, but an establishment in downtown. And Corby, just out of nowhere, was remembering that we had gone last year, and he was like, man, how did we end up at that gay bar last year?
And Michael, our engineer, looked at us like, the hell? I was like, no, it was with a girl. We were with girls, come on.
Like we were...
How do we keep ending up here?
Like we were... trying to talk each other into it last year, like,
how am I wearing this?
I don't know. I mean, there is this place that's open.
They're unbuttoning their shirt when they walk in. Why do we end up in here?
How does this keep happening to me?
I know.
Just fanning yourself.
So after we eat, we'll have afternoon jugs. Or evening jugs. No?
I mean...
Out here? It's your choice.
It's my birthday, right?
It's his birthday.
All right.
And, you know, it sucks because Jubb's over here right now.
Oh, sorry about that, Jubb. I've welcomed you.
That's okay. Happy birthday, Donnie.
Thank you.
And, you know, they got to get up at 2:30 in the morning, California time. So it's really tough on their bodies.
It is.
It's really, really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I do feel you, dog. I'm with you. And it's tough on Donnie, too, because your show now starts at 7. Did you know that the Musers used to go till 10?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I totally forgot.
So now it's really tough on you mentally.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Because
I sense it.
5 a.m. wake-up call. Just I don't care where you are. I don't care if you try to equate it to Dallas time. 5 o'clock is 5 o'clock.
Right.
It's early.
Right.
It's 5 but o'clock
tonight,
somewhere.
But tonight we ride.
Yeah.
It's where we the whole team's together. The four horsemen.
Till at least 8 o'clock.
Till 8:30.
Maybe 8:30.
Well, that was the thing.
If you promise Froyo.
That was the thing last night. We went to dinner.
Right. I haven't had that yet.
Birthday Froyo.
How about that?
That is dumb.
Now you're talking.
Sprinkles. Right. Sprinkles?
Oh, no, I usually don't go sprinkles.
Okay. Some
sort of candy.
We went to Spencer McKenzie's and had our fish tacos while you guys were golfing. And so then we went to a bar right afterwards to have an early, early drink. And it was 8 o'clock, and we walked into this bar. We're the only ones in there. So we all sit down. I think Mino or Sean, one of them, was like, golly, there's nobody in here. The bartender goes, it's 8 o'clock, dude.
Y'all are thinking it's 11 o'clock at night.
We're early people.
It's 10 o'clock in our heads.
We try to go early here. So
we do have a helpline if you'd like one.
Yeah. Let's help line it.
Help. Chitlins.
214-520. Help.
So offensive.
The Hardline Helpline. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and Milestone Electric AC Plumbing and More.
Okay, so we did a story. I don't know if you guys did this, George, on your program, but we do as newsmen of the DFW. There was a story about a woman who was mowing her yard using the riding lawnmower. While the husband was home, she tumped the lawnmower over into the creek and died.
She was pinned underneath it.
Yeah, in there watching Ranger baseball.
Oh. We don't know what he was watching.
No, we don't.
Rangers
baseball?
And he ran out there. And so by the way, in my head, I'm like, well, maybe they're like 75, 80 years old or something, and he can't do it, and so she has to mow the yard. Well, then it turned out she's 55.
Yeah.
So do you know women that mow their yard?
I'm married to one.
What?
I put her out there sometimes.
You put her out in the pasture?
But I'm out doing something else and say, hey, will you mind cutting this part over here on the riding lawnmower? And she hadn't done it in a while, which, man, we need to get her back out there.
But, yeah.
Well, I'm like using the weed eater.
Okay, so you won't sit in the house and say, go mow the yard.
No, I would never do that.
Is the blinker on the whole time?
She's steadily mowing the left side of the yard slowly. Speed up.
And she does have to ask almost every time, now what is it? Do you line the wheel up with the edge or the... I don't get it. Why do I always have, you know... extra grass after I go by that part.
I picture the guy, the husband, like as he's watching, you know, the Ranger game or whatever, he hears like some commotion out there and he can see the wheels spinning. That's all he can see from his, man. And he's kind of looking to see what the next pitch is going to be and looking out there and like trying to figure out if he can get out there real quick to help
her. She
turns the volume up.
So when she died, this isn't a blade inactive.
No. Remember
this is just the weight of them.
Yeah. Those things are heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this guy says something similar to George.
Hi, my name's Vinny. I moved from the city to the country. This has to do with women mowing on the ride lawnmower. So my wife likes to do that. I don't mind. Because the grass is getting cut. While she's doing that, I'm doing the other stuff that she probably can't do, don't want to do. I'm doing the man stuff. I'm doing the weed eating. Big weed eating. I'm doing tree trimming. I'm picking up stuff. She has to ride the lawnmower. Corby, people do yard work. They live at their home and they do yard work.
Yeah, how about that, Bob?
Corby.
All right.
The men make that ride lawnmower work. Fill up the tires. Make sure it's got oil. Put the gas in it because the gas tank is heavy too. So you have to put gas in it. So just a moment of silence for all the guys out there. We moved from Carrollton to...
All right, that's enough.
Okay.
I've heard enough, yeah.
That's how we roll out in the country.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I never saw my grandpa, though, like tell my grandma to go mow the yard.
No, well, I guess I never saw my grandma or my mom.
No, my grandma didn't know how to put gas in the car.
Really?
No. That was not a job that women did back then.
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
Well, it's time.
Don't look at me that way, Dave.
It's time you allow equality.
You know what he was thinking.
I never know what Dave is thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm always wrong when I think I do, so.
It's the lowest common denominator.
Am I the only guy here at the station that still cuts the yard? I know Bob is outsourced.
I used to.
I stomped the yard.
I used to, and I loved it. And then we moved, and then for some reason it stopped. I don't know why. And then I sold my lawn equipment.
Man, this time of year it takes commitment. It is. There's no good time to cut.
Yeah.
It's been at least 20 years since I did any yard work.
So what would it cost, George, to cut your entire property?
Oh, man.
Like it's...
Probably, I'm guessing, $150 to $200. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Is that Muser money or dollars?
Bob? I'm going to slap the top of your head. It's...
And do you do it once a week, once every other week?
Every 9 days, because that way you only have to do it three times a month instead of four.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's on the calendar every 9 days.
Pretty much, yeah, 9 or 10 days.
And then how long does it take you and your wife?
3 to 4 hours.
Oh, my
damn.
God.
Yeah.
You mulch or bag?
Mulch.
Yeah, you don't need to bag. Yeah. Nobody bags anymore. It's bad for the environment, Dave.
Yeah.
Do you bulch?
Bulch.
Bulk mulch.
Is that what you guys talk?
Bulch? What was bulching?
That's when you have to do what Switzer always used to do. You have to reach down to that area and just kind of adjust.
Yeah.
We used to have a guy in college that would do it, and every time he'd do it, he'd go, bulch?
Man.
We've known a lot of weird people.
Got bulch and Muser money.
That's why we've never been able to handle bulch springs.
No.
Everybody's just doing that all the time?
Everyone's bulching.
I retired when I saw when we first hired a crew, a guy that came over with a crew, and I saw him cut our yard, the crew, in like 11 seconds.
And it looks so great.
It's so fast and so easy, and it would take me 4 hours to do my tiny
to make
yard.
It look good and all that. Yeah.
And they seem so fulfilled and overjoyed.
What do you mean by they?
The team.
I have a playlist in my head that plays out every time I cut the grass and I'm out there for 3 hours that the other yard crews in our neighborhood look at me and they whisper to each other, it's El Jorge. I'm out there as a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah.
They got like, you know, seven guys.
El Jorge.
How does he do it?
How does
he?
Because
who is this?
Jorge.
Who is this talking about?
How does he do it?
See.
How do we reach these keys?
All right. Well, big night tonight. Big day today. Thank you for the phone call, kind sir.